Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the characteristics of those names into our daily lives to improve our relationship with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Mateen, which means the firm or the steadfast. In our day-to-day lives, it can sometimes be difficult to maintain that sense of being steadfast. We see it in our prayers, for example, where we may wake up one morning and we get up early and we make it in time for Salatul Fajr, especially these days as you know we have a good window, a period of time to actually catch Salatul Fajr. And we may feel very enthusiastic and think, that's it, today I'm going to get all of my prayers in on time. And then you know the time for Salat al-Dhuhr comes around and you're occupied, you're busy with work, you're busy running after the children, you're busy doing a million things, and we lose that sense of steadfastness. And instead of getting our Dhuhr prayer on time, we find ourselves delaying it. And we delay it until the Asr prayer. And then when we miss the Asr prayer, we may think to ourselves, oh, it's okay, you know, I'll catch it at Maghrib time. And then before we know it, we may lose the entire thread of our Salah for that day. The same thing occurs in our day-to-day lives, in our relationships, and particularly in our relationship with our spouse. Maintaining steadfastness in our relationship requires a lot of patience and a lot of hard work. Because being steadfast in a relationship means trying to recapture that sense of emotion that we may have in the beginning of a marriage, that sense of excitement, that sense of awe at entering into a new relationship, that sense of hope that this is a relationship that will be fruitful for both husband and wife, that sense of excitement and anticipation of what the future is going to bring. And while that sense of anticipation, excitement, hope, and that heart that's full of love may be easy to maintain in the first few months of marriage or the first few years of marriage, as those years roll on, it can sometimes become more and more difficult to remain steadfast in that relationship. And that's where the work comes in. Because working on your marriage is something that you do not just every day, but almost every minute of every day. Because the way that our mind works is that if we don't constantly check our mindset, if we don't take the pulse of our mindset, then we can very easily slip into a place where we begin to give in to the sensation of boredom or the sensation of feeling that a relationship is no longer fulfilling. When in reality, it may be that we've lost interest because of the difficulty of remaining steadfast and because of the way that our hearts can change so frequently within the day. Our hearts change from salah to salah, our hearts change from minute to minute. And we've repeated quite frequently in these episodes the dua that is so important for us to consistently keep close to our heart and on our tongue, which is Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qalbi ala Dinak. O changer of the hearts, keep my heart steadfast on your faith. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mateen, the steadfast, is the constant. And yet our hearts are not always constant. And our hearts can sometimes be up and down and all over the place if we don't consistently monitor the well-being of the heart. And if we don't consistently take the pulse of our relationship to see where our marriage is at. So remaining steadfast, whether it's in the marital relationship or remaining steadfast in terms of our worship, in terms of our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a characteristic that we should all strive for. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mateen, allows us to maintain that sense of steadfastness in our relationships and even more importantly, in our worship of Him and in our consistent love for Him. Jazakum Allahu Khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.